Dave, what is the difference between us two and our producer, Maria?
Well, boys and girls are different.
Well, not that. Not
no,
that.
No, no.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
You and I know we're bad parents. Maria, on the other hand, is new to the game.
I've just discovered that yeah. I'm a terrible mother.
What age is Rian?
He's almost one.
Okay.
Oh my God. Sorry, can I just compliment you, Maria, on saying he's almost one when I know you had to stifle the urge to say he's 50 weeks.
No, I'm not a weak person. Like I'm 11 and a half months.
No, I know you are.
Person.
You definitely are.
Okay, tell everyone what happened over the weekend.
So went for dinner yesterday. Lovely little family dinner. Myself, Johnny, Mikey and Rian. Mm-hmm. Went to the station house in Edenderry.
Very
lovely
nice.
Food. And they had an offer on cocktails as we walked in.
That's you, Gunn.
Yeah. I said, oh, look at that offer there, Johnny. You know, you're driving. And he was like, oh, go for it.
Hey,
go for it.
It's Sunday, just a week of work ahead of you. Yeah. You know, get some cocktails in.
What was the offer?
Two for a tenner.
Oh, so you're like, you're driving, so that's two for me.
Two for me, exactly. Yeah. You can't have one, so I'll drink it for you. So we sat down, ordered dinner, and I said, oh, by the way, I'll have two strawberry daiquiris as well. And she was like, do you want me to bring them out separately? Like, you drink one, then. And I was like, that would be amazing. Thank you very much. So out they came.
Strawberry daiquiris in Edenderry, lads. That is notions.
I'm telling you.
Pure
it was delicious.
Notions.
So she brought it out, put it down. She put down all of our drinks. Mm. So I went to move Mikey's drink over to Mikey. And before I could even look back, Rian was covered in strawberry daiquiri from head to toe and the glass was smashed on the ground. And he didn't know what was going on because obviously then he was freezing. And I had to take him out the chair and hold him like an American football so he wouldn't get it all over my white blazer. And Johnny said, do you have spare clothes in the bag? And I was like, no, I didn't. My last thought was maybe I'll put a change of clothes and then thought, no, sure, we're only going down for dinner. We'll be back. No, no change of clothes. So Johnny was like, I better take him. With that, Rian's in slow motion, his hand went up to his mouth.
Covered in strawberry jacket.
He wanted to start licking his fingers. And I was like, oh, Jesus, get me a wipe quick. You can't lick your fingers. So Johnny had to take him again, holding him like an American football out the door and into the car and drive him home and change him and come back then. And he just had a face full of devilment then. He knew.
How do you even stop him in the car, like sucking on his tracksuit or whatever?
I have no idea.
Because in fairness, we've all sucked booze out of clothes. You know, it's a natural, it's not our fault. It's a natural human instinct.
Yeah.
Out of carpets. You know, we've all got down on our hands and knees.
It looked so delicious. I don't know. I didn't even ask.
Did they replace your strawberry daiquiri then?
Oh, they
the
did.
Floor?
They did.
Work.
Yeah, and I had it nearly gone by the time we got back, just in case. But I've learned a lesson there.
Yeah, I mean, things in the reach of a child, like it's amazing how many servers and waitresses don't actually know.
No.
Even if whatever it's something, you know, alcohol, whatever, like, say if you order, I know you shouldn't if you're out with kids, but say if you order sizzling fajitas, right? And the plate is obviously like a zillion degrees and they'll just go, and they'll put this down on your plate and then right in front of your infant child, I'll just plonk down the sizzling plate. You're like, no.
And then everything happens in slow motion from there.
Hilarious.
And we'll give your child his maiwadi in a long stemmed wine glass because that should last long.
Funnily, I did think to myself when she put it down, because it was all dripping, so it was on the end of the glass. And I thought, I'll move that now after I've given Mikey his drink. And I don't want to move it just yet because it's all sticky on the table, so he might dip his hands in it and lick his hands.
After, yeah, if you'd moved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't move it just yet. But he's like a little ninja. He's like a super speedy ninja.
I wonder where he got that, his speedy attraction to cocktails. His ninja cocktail skills. He didn't anyway, get it from Johnny.
I would like to know if anybody's been a worse parent than me.
Unlikely, I'd say, Maria,
like
but hey,
know.
Let's put it out
make
to the
me
people.
Feel better.
087-400-102, texts and WhatsApps today. Michelle is on the phone from Roscommon. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
You reckon your mother can challenge Maria?
Oh, yeah, but in fairness to her, it was the late 70s.
Oh, that's never a good start to an excuse,
no.
But go on anyway. It was a different time.
Yeah. Well, basically, she went to town with me in the pram and went to park me outside the shop. which was obviously okay back then. Mm.
That was, honestly, that was okay. Like,
yeah.
I saw there's an amazing photo that was doing the rounds there a while ago online of Roach's Stores in Limerick. And it was a gang of prams all outside the shop while everyone was inside getting their bits and bobs.
So it happens. Oh, yeah. So go on anyway.
Well, she went in, did her shopping, but walked home and left me outside the shop. And didn't realise since she got home.
Oh no.
She was all the way home.
I knew I forgot something. Was it carrots? Was I meant to get carrots?
I ran back and I was still there, like.
Have you any idea what age you were?
Oh, I was like a few weeks old because I was a firstborn, so she wasn't used to, you know.
Actually having a child.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
So she's sitting in front of the Xbox just going through it.
But she obviously feels okay about it that she told me about it because I never would have known. Like,
no, that's true. Yeah.
But you see, with those kind of things in the 70s was like, you never guess what I did yesterday. I left my baby in town. So you're an awful woman. And that was it. Like now people would be, you know, they'd be ringing Joe Duffy and the police.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Well, do you feel damaged in any way? Like, has it affected your personality?
No, I think it's a great story, though.
Yeah, while you're listening to Dermot and Dave, so obviously there's a screw loose somewhere after that.
Thanks a million, Michelle.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye. Colm is on the phone. He's up in Armagh. How are you, Colm?
How you going, lad?
Good. You're a terrible father, I hear.
The worst.
Go on, tell your story.
What did you do?
So the wife was working one day. I had to go to work myself. I took the kids with me. Didn't tell her I was taking them with me. Got to a little play park, got a couple of the kids out, dressed like Power Rangers, got the youngest fella out, put him in the buggy, put him on the roundabout, decided to give him a bit of a spin, spun the roundabout, he fell off the far side in the pram. About four or five older ladies were there, mortified, child screaming, me mortified. Put everybody back in the car and drive off.
I presume the little fella was all right.
Yeah, no, he was perfect. He was actually laughing at the end. Of the point,
what did you
tell the wife?
Go on.
I didn't tell the wife for quite some time.
I'd say so.
Like, what was in your head? What did you think was going to happen when you spun the merry-go-round around? You thought, like, you know, he's simply going to just go around and around and be really happy and say, "Wee!"
Let's explain centrifugal force to you, Colin. I think it's a lesson you need to learn.
Yeah, didn't spin it that hard. Didn't expect that to happen.
Oh, God.
Because there's always, I find, as a dad, when you do mess up, there always seems to be just the perfect gang of ladies looking on with judgmental looks on their faces.
Yeah, it was mortified, completely mortified.
Well, look, no damage done. Yeah. And now everybody knows your shame, so you can move on with your life.
Yeah, the wife's listening to this,
might just want
to move on.
This is really
the
big thing.
All right, Colin, thanks a million, man.
Come on, good luck.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Hi, lads. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm actually going to say this on the radio. So about 15 years ago, exactly 15 years ago, my eldest, he's 15 now. So he was 8 weeks at the time, and I was on maternity leave from work. So myself and my mum decided, right, let's head out to the square and Tala do a bit of shopping.
Yeah.
So all was going well, lovely day, bought lots of bits and pieces. And so on our way home, we made our way to the lift, pressed the lift button, and we're standing there talking and yapping. And I'm delighted with my little baby and pushing the pram around. Anyway, the lift arrived, in we got, up to the top floor, made our way to the car and put the shopping all safely into the boot of the car. And it dawned on me, oh, Jesus Christ, my child. I left my 8-week-old baby outside the lift.
She was going to a different floor.
Yeah.
She parked at level 3.
So anyway, I ran through the square screaming like a lunatic. But I had my mother behind me shouting,
Pamela, would you stop making a show of yourself?
I love it. Embarrassment far more important than safety of grandchild.
Yeah. You see, her generation now, you probably would have, you know, nipped down to the butchers and the bookies before you went back to collect the child.
Yeah, did a quick bit of shopping first. But anyway, he was grand. He was, when I got back to the lift, there wasn't a bother on him. He was only 8 weeks old. But every time now they're acting up here, I have three kids. Every time they're acting up, I tell them, I'm bringing you straight back to Dala.
Leaving you outside. Yeah. All right, Pamela. Thanks a million for that.
Thanks, lads.
Bye.
Bye.
It's anonymous and signed anonymous. When I was at home one evening with the three kids, 9, 7, and 2, we live in the countryside. There was a knock on the door. I opened it to find my neighbour up the road holding my 2-year-old. She said they were driving down the road and they saw this little thing step in off the road into the ditch to avoid the car. And that little thing was my 2-year-old. The fecker had managed to open the back door, close it again, and get down the road in less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, they're incredible. I'm sure, look, that pales into insignificance for the thing that I did.
What did you do?
So it was a couple of years ago, kids' first ski trip. I said to the missus, it'll be grand. I'll take them skiing with the lads. It was like a father and son ski trip.
Right.
Took them up the mountain on the very first morning. Got my eldest fella and he put him on his skis and he started to ski. I let him go ahead of me even though he didn't know how to ski. And watched as he rocketed down the mountainside out of sight, down a black slope, which any skier knows is the most dangerous and steep one. And he just disappeared out of view. So then lost him on the mountain for about 3 hours and he was eventually rescued. This all happened within 5 minutes of beginning the holiday. So that went well. So the father and son ski trip has been cancelled for any consecutive years.
Understandably so. You're not alone though. Yvonne's been on to us on 087-4100-102.
I left my baby out in a shop, not outside a shop, in a shop. She was in a pram and I think she was about 6 months old, and myself, my husband and my little son, he was 3, we went kind of strolling home and my 3-year-old kept pulling my arm going, "Mommy, Mommy." So eventually I was like, "What?" And he said, "Where's the baby?" And I was like, "Oh shit, I want to get her in the shop." And I had to run back and she was sitting in the shop and people were talking into her or whatever, and the girl in the shop says to me, "Did you leave her in the shop?" So I had to say, "Oh no, 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 I was just standing outside. No, I didn't leave her. No, no, I was just standing outside."
No, just standing outside conducting a drug deal, because anything's better than saying you walked off home with your child.